Once you start waking up from the hypnotic trance of the official lie, the word they is often used to lay blame on the perpetrators. This is usually followed by the question, who are they? According to ancient history, religion, mythology, and occult tradition, they are not human, and they have been manipulating humanity from the shadows for millennia. The Gods of Eden, by William Bramley, does an excellent job of tracing this back through all of recorded history. But let's just start from the late 19th century. Just over a century ago, it was known that giants with red hair and double rows of teeth once inhabited America. These 9-foot-tall giants were written about casually in 1874 by Abraham Lincoln. A few years later, the Smithsonian Institute began confiscating giant mummies and skeletons by the thousands. In 1886, the exclusive Jekyll Island Club was founded and built upon an ancient burial site of the Timucua tribe, who were said to be giants. In 1910, the Federal Reserve banking conspiracy was hatched on Jekyll Island between the Rothschild banking dynasty and the Rockefeller family, whose cabin there was known as Mound Cottage and said to have been built upon a sacrificial altar. These powerful families worked together to hide the truth of our mysterious past, and they built a modern society with poison to keep us dumb and lies to keep us confused. The Rothschild dynasty and the Federal Reserve banking system funded all sides of the First and Second World Wars, which paved the way for the creation of the United Nations in 1945. Funded by the Rockefellers, the UN was the beginning of today's de facto world government. The Nuremberg trials resulted with only 12 sentenced to death and 7 sent to prison. The majority were allowed to professionally continue their criminal activities. Nazis who were tried for medical experiments involving cruelty and murder were later brought into Big Pharma through Operation Paperclip, and an entire team of Nazi rocket scientists were brought in to start NASA. While the Nuremberg trials may have been mostly theater, they had their revelations. It was revealed that the Nazi eugenics program stemmed from organizations in America funded by the Rockefeller Foundation and its offshoots. And it was revealed that many high-ranking Nazis believed they were in contact with an alien race known as the Aryans, the same mythical race that allegedly created Hinduism, as it is known today. While many Hindu scholars dismissed the claim, the Nazis believed it. It is why they adopted the popular Hindu swastika. They also studied the Vedas, and their most classified project, the Bell, had the same design as the Vimana spacecraft described in these ancient texts. In 1971, a young Klaus Schwab, son of a Nazi nuclear scientist, was placed as the head of what is now known as the World Economic Forum by his mentor, Henry Kissinger. In 1974, Rockefeller protege, Henry Kissinger, wrote National Security Memorandum 200 for the United Nations. This is popularly known as the Kissinger Report and is one of the foundational documents of the depopulation agenda unfolding today, with Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum acting as the tip of the spear. And so who are they? Several will say it's the Rothschild family, but they seem to work for the crown. Others argue that the Vatican holds more sway. Many people insist it's the Jesuits, and some swear it's the Jews. According to occult records, a character named Sanat Kumara rules over the world from inside the earth, along with a group known as the Great White Brotherhood, 7 in total. Helena Blavatsky says these 7 Kumaras are the same as the 7 Dhyanis, the 7 Archangels, and the 7 Elohim, the 7 representing the 7 Sisters, also known as the Pleiades Star Cluster. NASA, which was started by Nazis, Freemasons, and Satanists, has been obsessed with both Pleiades and Orion ever since the Apollo moon missions. According to hundreds of alien abductees, that is where most aliens claim to be from. 2 different factions, one to help liberate humanity and the other to enslave us. It is the oldest story on earth, good versus evil, the darkness and the light, the white hats and the black hats. It is a struggle within each one of us and is unfolding in the world around us for all to see. A more beneficial inquiry might be, who am I? But either way, do not be surprised if the fake alien invasion features real aliens. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese. Thank you for watching the latest Greg Reese Report. Be sure to go to reesereport.com to see my latest videos, sign up for my free newsletter, and subscribe for exclusive content. And be sure to support my sponsor at InfoWarsStore.com. We are in the middle of a crude and ugly communist revolution, funded by the big banks as a battering ram into a new age digital economy and a total surveillance state. All branches of government are attacking we the people, and they offer us only one option, a meaningless vote in a rigged election. What we can do is be prepared, and you can support the InfoWar by shopping at InfoWarsStore.com for products to help you through good times and bad. And you can share the videos at band.video. Our best hope still is, and always has been, a mass awakening. So download the videos, share them, upload them, and send them everywhere. Let the world unite for truth, justice, and 1776 worldwide. InfoWars Store.